There was a comment about the garage, that it should be moved back, and I just want to again state that the garage entrance, reduced garage entrance setback, was previously approved, and so that carries forward. But because the storage, covered storage area was, it was approved in its location but was converted to a carport, and so therefore there was a request for reduced garage entrance setback for the carport. I think that pretty much covers it. I have told those who are concerned about the excavation that what occurred in the past that encroached onto the property to the south, that there would be two things that would happen. One is that a geotechnical report would be required, and it would be reviewed for safety for any construction on this site as part of building permit process. This is also true for the sewer lines, that they would be reviewed as part of building permit process. And that any other encroachment issues that occurred are a civil matter between property owners. Thank you.
Are you ready for discussion, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Well, this is a difficult one, because I do think you've got some pretty significant sins of a past owner and a current owner who I think is working in good faith to try and make something work, and I think neighbors who are trying. That all being said, I don't have a magic solution to it, and at this point, I would move to uphold the appeal by the neighborhood and overturn the hearings officer's decision to approve these adjustments. I don't find the logic. I see the logic, but I don't find it compelling that you know, given all the illegal structures on this and everything else, that once they knock down a non-conforming carport, they ought to be given the adjustment to keep that size of lot coverage. I don't have any problem with the zone change. I think that's reasonable, but I think the neighbors have a right to expect the lot coverage that's allowed, which is 50%. And given all of the interesting things with this property, not that I think that those are your fault in any way, shape, or form, I just don't see why the neighbors should be not be able to rely on the zoning code. It's comp plan R2, so if you bought a house next door, you knew that was comp plan R2, or you could have known. And the building lot coverage in that area, as Jerry argues, is 50%. That being said, I would maybe ask for the findings to come back in 30 days, and because I think they will encourage the neighbors to enter into some conversations and see if you couldn't come back to us with something that that both sides could agree to, that we could then change these findings and fit. And you might argue that if the council likes this motion, and it may not, that that the neighbors wouldn't have much incentive to negotiate. But I in fact think they do, because I think you're not going to get this fixed until you agree on a project. And I think the status quo doesn't serve the neighbors. So I think that there would be lots of incentive for the neighbors to try and work something out. But given all of the issues around this property, I'm just not comfortable approving what the hearings officer approved. So that my motion would be to grant the appeal.
Commissioner Sten, can I make sure I understand your motion? I heard there are two distinct parts of this proposal, one of which is the zone change, which has completely different criteria from the adjustment. And I heard you say you didn't have a problem with the zone change. Not suggesting a change. I just want to make sure. Do you believe whether you believe the criteria for the zone change are met or not? Because you certainly would have the option to approve the zone change, deny the adjustments, or deny the zone change and the adjustments.
I'm open to discussion on that issue. I go back and forth whether we should problem solve or grant appeals. And in this case, I'm close on that.
I don't hear a second. And with three people up here, we're going to have to come to some understanding.
Well, if we fail to act, the appeal fails.
Pardon?
I believe if we fail to act, the appeal fails.
It takes 3 votes to do anything, so we would have to set it over to another date and time certain where we thought we had additional commissioners available.
Yeah, I mean, just to explain myself a little bit, I am obviously persuaded somewhat by what the concerns of the neighbors are. I also think, however, that the property owner is attempting to correct what has happened on this property in the past. I think there has been some indication, at least by some of the neighbors, that they believe that she's going to do that. And from what I can sort out here, it appears to me that she has done everything appropriately, or the property has done different things over the years that I think makes it fair for us, I think, in the final analysis, to approve what the staff has recommended in terms of this property. And that would, of course, mean denying the appeal. So given that we're in this position, I'm not sure what the... And where I go from here? I
would. Mr. Saltzman gone?
I'm not sure.
Could you call his office, Carla, to see if he's going to be coming back at all? I would support Commissioner Leonard's approach. It should be nice if folks could get together and we could, since we don't, we only have 3 members here to vote, you guys could get together and come back in 30 days with something where both sides are looking to see how they can work together. We could set it over.
That would actually be acceptable to me. I guess I'm persuaded that there hasn't been as good communication between the property owner and the neighbors as could have been. I don't think anybody's disputing that. Without passing judgment on who did or did not talk, I think what you are hearing here is we're struggling with this. And probably if everybody was talking a little more, we wouldn't be having to struggle with this. And I would feel a lot better having Commissioner Sten's issues addressed and mine addressed by both sides getting together and talking about it in the next 30 days to see if you can't come up with a solution.
Have you heard the discussion?
That would be fine with me. I'm also, if it was persuasive, and I don't know, that would be, I would be open to, my motion failed, but I'd be willing to forward a motion to grant the zone change, deny the lot adjustment, or deny the coverage, the lot coverage, and the setback rules.
Randy and I are seeing if we could get these folks together have them come back in 30 days to see if they could accomplish any successful mediation. And if not, then we would just take the action that we think is appropriate and go from there.
I certainly don't have any objection to
mediation. I wonder, if Jerry, do you find that as a reasonable position for us to take at this point? Or
Jerry Powell, Goose Hollow. The neighborhood is going to support anything that gets neighbors together and works out this kind of issue amicably. That said, I think it's probably need to find out from the original applicant, the respondent in the appeal, whether that's okay with them.
Okay.
Yes. Could you folks come forward, please? You can sort of hear the dilemma that we're facing. And I know that you are, too.
I've been living with it. Excuse me, gentlemen.
It's okay.
Just nod your head. Do you do this for the next 30 days? Talk with the neighbors?
I would request the zone change with the adjustments. That's my position. Because I believe that Mr. Powell misstates their intentions.
Could you repeat that again?
Mr. Powell misstates their intentions in any manner of communication with me. Never did the city tell me that I had to communicate. I mean, not that I wasn't trying to design a house that would anger my neighbors, certainly, but building code doesn't require the approval and the blessing of my neighbors. I mean, this design is beautiful. Part of the coverage issue, gentlemen, quite frankly, is when that land between the detached garage and the house was excavated, that changed the coverage. Now, like I said before, does the council want me to bring the dirt back and change the coverage and still maintain the two structures? The house across the street from me is close to 3,000 square feet, 1969. Mrs. Klopstein's house is not 1,300 square feet. It's probably 2,500 square feet or more. Mr. Powell misstates the small, quaint little size of the neighborhood. There are multiple condominiums in there all around. The condominiums are the smallest thing. There are only two neighbors that might be the same size as what Mr. Powell characterizes the small quaintness of the neighborhood. It's a growing community. The comprehensive plan map has encouraged increased density to keep people in the city, to keep the property tax base up, to encourage people to be living in the city, come use the services that the city offers. That's what I'm not asking for something unreasonable. I'm asking for a zone change with the adjustments.
Well, you know, I really thought I heard you tell us that you had tried to contact folks and talk to them.
I did.
We're giving you that chance now, and now you're telling you really don't want to because it's not an. It's not
well, I attended a. I attended one. It was difficult to find where and when they were meeting. I went to the Methodist Church, and they said they never. Let them know when they're having a meeting. And I said, well, how can someone find out?
Well, Ms. Hilliard, what we would do here is say, we'll hold this over for 30 days, and then if they do avoid having a meeting with you, that will be taken into account by us in 30 days. But sometimes if people are forced, the intent of this is actually to force a discussion, some good things can happen. And maybe in the long term, you'll be happier as a result of it, and they will be happier.
All right.
And I would recommend that you do it.
We have third-party mediators right. that could help if you would feel more comfortable having a third party there to assist with the conversation.
All right.
We need to have your agreement, but I'm strongly recommending
yes,
you.
Yes, well, I would agree to that. It's just difficult when, I'm being held accountable very aggressively, negatively, for the sins of the former owner, and I am not him.
And some of us are taking that into account. So I think we're trying to help you, actually.
Okay.
It is your choice, though.
Yes.
So we're just trying to find some common ground, rather than sort of putting us in the middle and having to split the baby.
I understand. That's fine. I will agree to that, yes.
Okay. Could you name a date 30 days out? Would you like some mediation?
Possibly.
Okay. Jerry is right here. He's the president of the Neighborhood Association.
I don't want to deal with him because of the negativity with an adverse member of Mr. McCullough's family. I don't want to deal with him.
Well, let's let a mediator just kind of figure all that out. And for now, if you will just make that agreement and be open to what that means, then we'll come back in 30 days. We're going to hear what happened, and then we're going to make a decision based on what did or did not happen. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll have my office contact you folks about the mediation service.
Kathleen. Kathleen, would March 15th at 2 p.m.?
Yes, how would you acceptable?
March 15th at 2 p.m.
That's the next available day after 30 days, or for 30 days.
Okay, this is set over until March 15th at 2 p.m. We will have a mediator contact both parties and go from there. It does take both parties to enter into good faith negotiations. So I just want to remind you folks of that. In 30 days, we will evaluate the progress or lack thereof and the reasons why.
If I could just add one thing. You did hear one motion on the floor. I didn't make another motion that was going to be to approve as presented to us by staff. So I don't want either side to think they have an advantage here. You had two competing motions, so there should be an incentive for both sides to try to find a resolution, because we don't know whether Commissioner Sten's motion or my motion will pass. So I don't want anybody going into the meeting think they have a foot up on anybody else, because they don't.
Well, and I just also want to be clear. I believe, and this is why I was asking Jerry this, I believe you could build a really nice dwelling at something like the coverage ratio, and that possibly the neighborhood could agree to it, but doing it with all of the variables that are there, with a neighborhood that's put up with this much at this property, and you know, it was the previous owner, but it's still the property, you know, I think is so for me, it's the specificity much more than the adjustments, but I can't give the adjustments in the abstract, in my opinion.
Okay, we're adjourned. Okay.